This is the Amplified Radio Network. I'm Sean Savage. Stay in touch with us on social media. On Twitter, the handle is AmpRadioNet. Let's keep things going. This is Demur with Lovin' to Nothin'.
Amplified Radio.
Music.
You're listening to the Amplified Radio Network.
Thank you.
Sean Savage. You're listening to the Amplified Radio Network. If you missed any of the show, you can head over to our website. It's amplifiedradio.ca. There you'll find some links to iTunes, SoundCloud, and all other podcast directories. You'll also find playlists for previous shows and links to artist interviews. Unfortunately, that's all the time I have for this episode. This is Enigma from Alex Renero. Until next time.
You've been listening to the Amplified Radio Network.
This is Bird Note. Cuba is home to unique warblers, hawks, and other birds found nowhere else, including one species that takes the prize for the world's smallest bird. Your best bet for tracking down the tiny wonder is along a forest edge hung heavily with vines and bromeliads. There, hovering at the flowers, if you squint hard enough, you'll find the bee hummingbird. The bee hummingbird is an absolute miniature, even among hummingbirds. It measures a mere 2.25 inches long. Bee hummingbirds are often mistaken for bees. They weigh less than 2 grams, less than a dime. That's half the weight of other common hummers, like the ruby-throated or rufous. The female builds a nest barely an inch across, and her eggs are about the size of a coffee bean. In flight, bee hummingbirds' tiny wings beat 80 times a second. And during a courtship flight, they beat up to 200 times per second. The male's entire head and throat shine in fiery pinkish red, and blazing red feathers point like spikes down the sides of the breast. A sight to behold. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Radio.